Lord, why? Amen. Every once in a while, they're going to go get them something to eat, or they're going to drink them some water, or whatever have you. And you ask them, if they're fasting, they tell you, yeah, I'm kind of fasting. Amen. But Jesus did not kind of fast. He fasted. Amen. Because there was no food out in the wilderness. There was no, amen, cows out there. There was no nothing out there. It's just like the desert. It was just like the desert. There was no water out there. No water. It was a dry time for him. And he was in the natural flesh, like you and I.
Yeah.
Am I right? We talked about that Sunday. Yeah. He was in the wind.
Yeah.
He was in the natural flesh. Amen. But he went through. And some folks don't want to fast a day. Hard to get folks to fast a day. Am I right?
Amen.
Because it's too hard to fast. Yeah. Well, it was hard for Jesus too. But he did it. Amen. And all that he did it. Amen. That he might be able to bring us into the fold.
All right.
All that he went through here, it was for to bring us where?
Into the fold.
To bring us into the church and into the gospel.
Amen.
Praise God. Now that was the way that he can bring it. And the fasting, the Bible said, all of these things come through fasting and when? And praying. And we got to use, amen, we got to fast and we got to use, amen, prayer. And as long as the saints don't want, and the devil have got them so now they don't want to pray no more.
Yes, right.
Huh?
Right.
But if we want to defeat the devil, we sing the song gonna beat the devil running. You can't beat no devil running. You got to put your foot on him.
All right.
Tell him, praise God, isn't that he's a liar and the truth ain't it? Amen. And we let the devil tell us a whole lot of things, and then we go by what he said. But the devil is no good for nobody.
Right.
Amen. So he took Jesus and he came to Jesus and said, if thou be the Son of God, why don't you cast these stones into the grave? Well, Jesus could have did that. He didn't need the devil to tell him that.
That's right.
Am I right?
Amen.
He didn't need the devil to tell him, amen, if thou be the Son of God, cast these stones into the grave. Amen. He could have did it because he was the creator
of
all the stones and the creator of all things. Huh? Come on here now.
Amen.
So he didn't need the devil and no one to tell him, amen, what he could do. He know what he can do and what he could not do. Mm-hmm. Amen. The Bible said, Father, give him, amen, the power to do all things, to do things. He has the power to do it. That's why he said, amen, I myself can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But what is doing of me is of my Father.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
So I can't do anything. So we have to look at the Word of God systematically, and where we can know exactly what the Word of God says. So we cannot let the devil fool us and show us that we can get out. And Jesus didn't do that. He told us, say, that man shall not live by bread alone. That's because I'm hungry. That's what he said. That he recognized that he was hungry. He recognized that he was weak.
All right.
He said, man shall not live by bread alone. Not hungry and not weak. Come on here now.
Uh-huh.
But man shall not live by bread alone. Am I right?
Amen.
Amen. The devil got us all burdened out thinking that we got to have some bread.
Uh-huh.
If we can't get no bread, and then we're actually going to die.
Right.
And then we're going to get skin and bone.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't going to be no meat on our bone.
Yeah.
If we don't get no meat. Don't get no bread. But Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, the word of God, which is the bread. Amen. It is the church bread. The gospel bread.
Yes, yes.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, the word of God. Amen. It will help you to live. That's why I said to our saints that we need to stay in the Word. Keep on reading the Word of God. Every time you get a chance, go and get your Bible and go to the Word of God. Amen. Because the Word of God is our strength. Mm-hmm. What food is for?
Strength.
It's for strength. All right. Natural food is for strength. And the Word of God, it is for strength. If you don't get the natural word, then you are going to die.
That's right.
Amen. You're going to die. So that's why we need to stay with the Word. Okay, what you're going through with. Well, Jesus showing us in that scripture what he was going through it, and what we have to go through. We're going through, amen, the wilderness every day. We're going through the wilderness. We're going through all kinds of problems, all kinds of sickness, all kinds of ailments, and all kinds of symptoms in our body. Mm-hmm. We're going through all of those things. But wherever we're going on, we got to do what? We got to stick with what? We got to stick with the Word. The Word is our food. The Word is our mentor. And the Word of God is our strength. The Word of God is our whatever we need. The Word of God got it.
Our
vitamin. Somebody said, well, you know, I'm just so weak and I can't go. I'm going to the doctor to get me some vitamin pills. But the Word of God was striking you. Amen. That's who is no vitamin the doctor going to give you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. So we need the word of God. And that's what Jesus was telling Salem, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. And the word that proceeded from the mouth of God, it is, amen, the King James Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It is the word. It is the word. It is the word. That's what's going to make you fat. That's what's going to kill the hunger. The hunger. That's right. Amen. Natural and spiritual. It's going to kill it. Amen. All right, so we need it. So the devil didn't stop there. See, we think we're going to stop the devil. You ain't going to stop the devil. The devil going to always gonna keep going.
That's right.
Amen. He'll bring one thing to you, he don't succeed and get you going back. He's going to take you somewhere else and show you something new and bring something else to your mind. Amen. You ain't got no business, amen, following up behind the devil because he ain't no good. He stinks. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So he took Jesus and said, well, I ain't getting there. He tell me about man trying to live by bread alone. But I'm going to take him up on the mountain. I'm going to take him to the high place and I'm going to show him down there. Then he going to give all this. And look down there. He said, all of that down there, if you come to me and bind your power with my power, I'll give you all of that. Well, he didn't need the devil to tell him that, because all of that belongs to him. He the one made it. He the one created it. Huh? I know that's real right. Well, that Sunday school lesson, y'all don't know what it is. That Sunday school lesson is something. It's something. Praise God. And we get in there and search it out, and it'll help you. Well, he said, well, I didn't get Jesus thing. He's in the flesh. He's in the flesh. Just like you and I, he's in the flesh, and I can break him down. I break other folks down. I break Sister Smith down. Mm-hmm. And then she said she was walking with God, and she, amen, eating from the Word of God. Come on here. I can break her down. I can break down. Amen. So, amen, Brother Jones, come on here now. I break him down. Come on. Amen. I know I can break Jesus down because he's in the flesh. See, that's what that's what the devil feels. He feels like, amen, he's the highest person. And he'll try to break you down and make you become what? Subject. Say subject.
Subject.
Yes, yeah, so subject to his will. And we have to resist him. And he promises us that he is going to do what? The devil is going to flee from him. Amen. Don't just be talking about, amen, I'm going to the devil camp. And I'm going gonna get me. I'm gonna get them and take back that he stole from me. Let the devil have what he got.
All
right. If he don't got it, then don't need you going back going to him. Amen. Just ask the Savior to help you. Come for strength. He keeps you. What you going to the devil camp for? You ain't got no business hanging around the devil. I want to be with the devil, no.
Yeah.
Going to the devil camp. And the folks singing that song, they don't know what they're singing. Amen. That proves the very fact that, amen, you, the devil own you.
That's right.
He own you. So he took him up on the mountain. Well, he didn't get him down. He took him on higher mountain, showed him down. And he said, you turn all your power into me, and we're going to. And I give you all of that down there. All of that down, but Jesus didn't give in to him. Amen. Though he was weak, though he was tired. And what did he do it for? What did he do that for? Do all of that for? He did it all for us. That's right. Don't be scared of sin. He did it that he might be able to bring us into the fort. Amen. And he told us, then after he bring us into the fort, then he said, if you suffer with me, otherwise do and bid. Now what I have went through, if you suffer with me, amen, and then I'm arrange with you. You suffer with me, then see, so we have to suffer that you might bring someone else in. That's why we are here. We're not here because, amen, the Lord saved me and saved you and wherever. The Lord brought us in here. You're not in here because you want to be in here. You're here because the Lord brought you in so you can suffer to bring someone else in. You can help somebody else to come in. Amen. That's why I said we need to go out and get that spirit. Ask the Lord, give me the spirit and give me the hunger and the thirst to go out and seek for souls and knock on the doors and go to the hospitals and convalescent home, praying with folks and praying for people and all of this. Amen. Because you are designated from the God of the Creator of heaven and earth. He called us to do the work because he can't do it. He had to leave. He had to leave, so he called us to do the work now that he could not do. He didn't have time to do, right?
Amen.
I know that's real right. Amen. So don't let the devil fool you, because he'll fool you. And he'll make you think, if you fast, he'll make you think you're going to die. Amen. If you don't get no water, if you don't get get no bread, you won't die. So you might as well go and get it because you're gonna fall out and die. Mm-hmm. Amen. He'll make you feel like that. I was working years ago. I was working in the fountain. The fountain, the heat was two or three times hotter than that July and August. Back in that time, and it was hot, 100 and something degree, and there was two, three times in the fountain that we turned that kibble on, and the kibble will go on, and then we couldn't turn the kibble on, every other day. Every other day we turn that thing on, and we melt the iron, and that thing has got to be hot. And all the melt the iron. Amen. See? And when we go and juke a hole into the cupola, then the iron just come out of there just running like water.
Mm-hmm.
Running like water. Amen. Praise God. And the little devil just come to me when Pastor Jackson have a fast and sometimes for 30 days. Whatever the Spirit tells her to do, she said, she do it. And we had to do it. She told me one day, she said, Brother Willie, if you're about to fast, I'm praying that Lord put something on you can't shake off.
Oh,
she mean that thing too. If you want to be something, I want her to make something out of you, and then you don't need to be on her because she was rough. And I have heard her tell folks that, amen, when they're disobedient and then do it, and they got it too. They got it. Somebody said, "Oh, that's church. That's go down." No, it's not go down. She said to me, she says that I'll often tell me, said, "The Lord got something for you to do." But the only way that she can get me into the field of getting that, what the Lord got for me, then she had to be rough with me. Mm-hmm. She didn't play with me. She told me, if you don't turn that plate down, I'm going to pray that the Lord put something on you that you can't shake off. Brother, I was in that foundry and all that hot heat, staggering over all the loads of weights and all the loads of what they call them, those because they were making different things like pipes and little pipes and all that kind of stuff, and they put iron into the mold. That's what it was, the mold, And I was staggering all over, and then it'd be so hot, and they were thinking I'm gagging and going, spending all that gas coming from the thing, from the moves. Oh yeah, I had to go through all that. Amen. Smelling all that gas from those things. And then I'm hungry, I'm weak. Yeah, but falling in and stumbling. Amen. But she, but it kept on coming to my ear, was coming to my, really, if you don't fast. If you don't turn that plate down, I'm going to pray that the Lord put something on you can't shake off.
All right.
Brother, I had to go through. Amen. You see, sometimes folks have to be rough with us in order for us to do what is right to do. They have to get them in tune, to get them in the way to receive that what the Lord wants from them. Now, if I had not did that, knowing God, I would not have been here tonight. Amen. I wouldn't have been here tonight if I hadn't done what she told me. If I didn't feel, amen, what she was saying. But see, we're living today time that people don't fear. That they, you can talk to them, you can tell them they ain't scared of you, ain't scared of no God, ain't scared of nobody. Am I right?
Yes,
right here. Wake up here. Amen. They ain't scared of nobody. And you can't get nothing in them because they don't want nothing. Amen. See, but back in those days, the people feared God.
Yeah.
They were scared. Amen. They were taught, and if you do wrong, if you don't go get a scream out before you go to sleep at night, come on here now. And they told us that the devil was going to come and get us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we had to get it right. We couldn't sleep at night. We were twisting and turning all night long. Because I did something to Saturday. I did something to John. I said something I should have done. I stepped on doing. Sometimes you ain't even did nothing. But you're just conscious of the, you done something. So we have to realize, amen, God looking for tightness. You have to be tight.
Yes.
Amen. If you take the tightness, and then you can make it. If you can't take it, you ain't gonna make it.
All right.
Amen. All right. Tonight we thank God for the sister coming tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And we thank God for each of you who are here tonight. Amen. Praise God. For the word of God, it is right in her. Huh?
Amen.
It's right in her. Amen. No, we need the word of God. We need the word of God. All right. The peace of mercy. Amen. We talk about tonight. Amen. The prayers, brother. The prayers of mercy. The prayers of mercy. Mercy. Amen. I want the Lord to have mercy upon me.
All right.
And I know I cannot make it if I don't get His mercy.
Right.
And during the days, every day of our life, have some things that we do, or we say, or the way we act, and we need to ask the Lord, amen, for mercy.
Amen.
The mercy of God. Amen. See, you, for the scripture said that no man knows the day nor neither the hour that the Son of Man shall do what? Shall appear. So now, to make me to know that I don't actually, and you don't actually know when he is going to come. It's just like the sister said tonight, she didn't know, amen, that she had all of them ailments. She walking around thinking that she was all right. Amen. And she was about to die. She went and got to the doctor and got to the doctor and got to the hospital in time, she would have been dead. She wouldn't have been there tonight.
Amen.
Amen. So therefore, we can be feeling good here right now. All of us feeling good, 100% good. And the next second, we're gone.
Yes.
So he said that no man nor the day or neither of the hour that the Son of Man shall appear. But we shall be ye also ready when he does appear.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen. So when I'm talking about, we need the mercy of God.
Yeah.
The mercy of God. God will come here and he will warn us. He will tell us some direct things. Amen. About ourselves.
Yes, he will.
See, sometimes we going so fast, and I said a few days ago, we're not noticing our body, and amen, how our body is ailments, how it's aching, or what have you. We don't notice all of that because we're going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But we need to take notice of our body and how we feel, and that we might be able to help ourselves. I was thinking on yesterday, I was aching so. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
He is able to tell me, well, the hole that I'm going to fall in, the problem that I'm against. And then, I said a few months back, see, there's a lot of people don't leave here now out of this world. They don't die out and die, and then they don't know. God always let the person know when they go on their way out of here. He let you know.
Right.
I don't believe that folks just die. That's dying, and they don't get a warning. So now what Bishop is saying now, amen, you got to not be going so fast in life so you miss your wind. Because, amen, the life that you say, it might be your own. Am I right, Sister Spirit? I tell you, I know that's right. You're going fast and you might miss that warning.
Yes.
All right, let's go into the 25th Psalm and the 6th verse. And let's see what we can get out of this. Amen. The prayer for mercy. Prayers for mercy. Amen. I don't care what nobody says. I need mercy. I need the mercy of God. And if I get the mercy of God, I know I won't go wrong.
Amen.
I know I can be helped.
That's right.
But I need God's mercy so that I can prosper in whatever life brings to me. All right, someone got to read 25 and verse 6. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Remember, O Lord.
All right, then, come on, put some efforts against it. Amen.
Remember,
that you home, and you want the Lord to remember.
Remember, O Lord.
Remember, O Lord.
Thy tender.
Now tender. God got a tender mercy. A person, now the tender, praise God, that just like you take get your steak and you take it and beat it up. You beat the steak up because you want to make it win. You want to make it tender. Amen. And when you put it in the sky and the skillet, it ain't going to get hard on you and everything. But he said, remember,
O Lord,
thy tender mercy. Amen. Praise God. Otherwise, he is tender. He's a tender God, and he's a God that has mercy. Amen. Now, but he ain't gonna keep on going on with mercy with you, and you gonna keep on doing things wrong.
All right.
So he said, "Oh Lord, remember."
Remember, O Lord,
thy tender mercy,
and thy loving kindness.
Look here, and God got some love, and he got some kindness for us. Mm-hmm. Say love and kindness.
Love and kindness.
He got some love and kindness, and sometimes sometimes we do what? What is that word? Sometimes he say he got some tender love and kindness, and sometimes we go overboard. Mm-hmm. But what the other word? Mm-hmm. And that mercy. Mm-hmm. Because we feel like God, amen, he is a God that is going to let me do what I want to do.
Right.
Say what I want to say. Act like I want to act. That's what the world out there thinking. That's why they talking about some same-sex marriage and all that kind of stuff. All the people out there talking about all that, they talking about, they church goers. Mm-hmm. Say church goers. Most of them the church goers. Amen. But that don't mean that they're saved.
Right.
They're church goers. Yeah. But David is saying, amen, remember,
O Lord. Thy tender mercy.
And thy loving kindness.
For they have been ever of old.
I know, because all of those things, amen, that I've been doing, they what they have been when?
Ever of old.
They've been ever of old. Amen. When all the things that we done did when we came into the church and came into this life, into the body. Amen. The God had classed them to be ever old.
Yeah.
And now, otherwise, what are you saying there? Amen. It's a degree.
Yeah.
He don't look back at that no more.
Right.
Amen. And he don't look back at it no more. All the things that you're doing. But see, when you do something to me, I don't know. I ain't going to forget it.
That's me.
Right now, every time you come in my face, I'm gonna bring out what you did to me. And you know, amen. Now, that's what we'll do. Amen. But God said, all of those things, my tender mercy, amen, is old.
Right.
Towards you. Read now.
Remember not the sins of my youth.
David said, remember not the when?
The sins of my youth.
The sin of my youth. Amen. All the things that I did when I was young.
All right.
Amen. When I was young, before I come into the church, all those things and all the things that when I came into the church and didn't even know how to rightly and divide the word of God.
All
right. See, so that means I'm trying to say, it's important for us to try to get all we can get so we can be able to know how to write the divide the word of truth. Because if you don't never learn how to write the divide the word of truth, then you're going to stay young.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stay in your youth. But which we need to know how to rightly divide the word. But read that again.
Remember not the sins of my youth.
Remember not the sins of my youth. All of the things that I am doing, all the things. When you learn about what the Word of God said, and we talk what the Word of God said, hang to it, and then God said He's not going to remember all those things you did in your youth. What we got to do, what the bishop said, we got to grow up.
All
right. Don't stay in the youth. Don't stay in our youth. Grow up. Amen. All those things that I did, amen, before I come into the church, and that I want God to remember them no more. Amen. There's some things when they come into church they did, because we hadn't grown up yet. We're still in our youth. Because we don't know no better. That's why we need the Word of God so we can learn better and learn, amen, what we should do and what we should not do.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
That's what the Bible class is for. That's what church is about, is to teach us to grow up so we can know what we should do and what we should not do. Now watch this.
Remember not the sins of my youth.
Remember not the sins of my youth.
Nor my transgressions.
Neither my transgression. We're talking about the mercy. Amen. The prayers of mercy. Remember not my transgression. Amen. Me being in and out. In and out. One in this moment, I'm in. Next moment, I'm out.
Yes.
Child, I know that Sister Smith, you was over there to Bishop Holly Church. I ain't seen you in a long time. I've been over there. I ain't seen you in a long time. Where you been? Child, I don't go there no more. In and out. Amen. One time I'm with Emmanuel, next time I'm not with Emmanuel. Amen. See, remember, God, David was praying that God would take me through all this. I don't want to be counted as a person that in and out of the church and whatever. Amen. Sit me down and make me to be subject. What I hear. Amen. Teach me, Lord. All right, now watch this right here now.
Nor my transgressions.
Amen. Read that back up there again.
Remember not my sins.
Look here. Remember not my sin.
Remember not the sins of my youth.
Remember not the sins of my youth.
Nor my transgressions.
Neither my transgression.
According to thy mercy.
According to thy mercy.
Remember thou me.
Remember thou me.
For thy goodness sake, Lord.
For thy goodness sake.
Oh Lord.
Amen. Remember me. Amen. I want to be for your goodness sake.
Yes.
Whatever I do, I don't want to, amen, be sometime up and sometime down and all level to the ground. The prayers of the mercy. I want the mercy of God to continue to reign and to be with me. Amen. But what we see here, we have to practice it. David is saying we got to practice righteousness.
Yes.
Righteousness, not, amen, half right. And have wrong, but we got to practice righteousness so we can obtain these things that he's trying to get us to come out of. And the question, y'all so quiet and so quiet. Amen. Hey, give me some input. Amen. Ask some questions. I'll try to put something, add something to what I'm trying to say. Amen. All right, another verse of that.
Good and upright.
All right, good and upright.
Is the Lord.
What did I say?
Good and upright.
Look here, good and upright. David said, whatever, and I got to do, or you got to do, you got to have some good and some upright.
All
is the Lord.
Now, all of this is the Lord. And now, Bishop Arnie, amen, good, to do good and to walk upright. Upright, praise God. Amen. When you come in that sister said last night, you know, when the bishop come up and put some money in her, oh, he come up proud because he got money.
And upright.
Upright. We got to walk good and we gotta be upright about it.
Is the Lord.
It is the Lord.
Therefore.
All right, therefore.
Will he teach sinners.
That he will teach sinners. He will teach us.
In the way.
In the way. He'll teach us the thing that we should know. Amen. That we might be able to prosper in this way.
Yes.
And that is good things. Righteous things.
Yeah, no problem.
Amen. So now, I'm not preaching that I get no money, but I'm trying to teach you all that we got to do things right.
Yeah.
We have to think about the right thing. Amen. The best man trying to put into you. I say all the time, the Lord gonna take care of me.
That's right.
I believe he's gonna take care of me. I don't have to beg and I don't have to put no springs. Well, if you don't give me, then God promised me he's gonna have somebody to come off the street and come and bring me some money, put my money in. And he proved to me that he can really do that. Sometimes I'd be around here and I'd be praying and say, Lord, I need some money. I need $200. I got some things right here I got to do and I need some money. I was saying that the other day. I got some things right here that I need to do and I got to have some money. You know I ain't got no money. I ain't got no child. You got right.
Is the Lord.
Is the Lord.
Therefore, will he teach sinners?
Now he's going to teach sinners
in the way.
He's going to teach sinners in the way. When we were sinners, amen, God taught us in the way. Taught us, amen, to walk up in.
Right.
To walk upright. That's what he taught us. Amen. It's time now to walk upright. We did a whole lot of ungodly things. Amen. And I don't need nobody sitting back and telling me they ain't did that. We all did a whole lot of things. And so we had a lot of things. Pastor Jackson said, and we swept under the rug. And now it's time to get them out of the rug, out under the rug. Our rugs are full of stuff.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
We need to get out. And the only way we can get out, we got to confess it. We got to bring it out on the rug, sweep it out under. Amen. That brother singing that song and I'm playing out there in the station out there. Amen. Sweeping around my door. Sweeping around my door. And it done enough. Ain't nothing around your door. We need to sweep that stuff out on our rug.
All right.
Ain't nobody going to hide nothing under no, around their door. And when they going to hide something, they're going to be under their rug somewhere. Sweeping around your door. Mm-hmm. All right, now watch this here now.
The meek will be guided in judgment.
Amen. The meek will be guided. Dog. How many of you want the Lord to guide you?
Amen.
The Lord to guide you. He said the meek will be guided in judgment. Read.
And the meek will he teach his way.
And the meek, amen, will he teach
his way.
His way. He's gonna teach them in his way. Amen. Praise God. He's gonna teach them to do right, to act right, to talk right. He's gonna teach them in the way. All right. Verse 10. All
the paths of the Lord.
All of the paths of the Lord.
Are mercy and truth.
It's mercy, amen, and truth.
Unto such as keep.
So that's why we need to pray for mercy. Because all the paths
of the Lord
is mercy. That's the key. That's the key verse there.
Mercy.
Amen. And all of him.
The paths of the Lord.
The paths of the Lord.
is mercy.
His mercy and when?
Truth.
And true. So now we get the mercy of God, and then we got when?
Truth.
We got truth. You can't know what nobody say. The mercy of God brings truth.
Yeah.
True living. True talking. True walking. Amen. Don't care what everybody do to you. I can't do what they doing.
All right now.
Back to them.
That's right.
I can't act like they act.
Amen.
I can't try to get even with them. See, we got people that all we want to get even with somebody.
All right.
Amen. If they spot you and do it wrong, and they find out that they're doing wrong, then they won't do wrong. And they don't prove nothing. Too wrong don't make no right. Huh?
Amen.
Make it even with them. Praise God. Amen. They want to go to the other party. They want to they don't bother the one that's doing wrong. Two, you want to go to the other party. And we don't need to go to the other party, and then gonna raise sand with them. Amen. You gonna get the one that next to you. If you want in that body. Amen. You're
no, sir, we're still at 10.
And we're on 10?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. All right, all the
paths of the Lord.
All of the paths of the Lord.
Are mercy.
It is mercy.
And truth.
It is true.
Unto such as keep his covenant.
Lord got some mercy for you and I. Amen, praise God. That helped to take us through whatever we're going through with. Amen. Sometimes we feel like, and the devil comes in and make us feel like you can't go through it.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna take no more. I ain't going along with that. But all of the mercy, it is true. It's true. God mercy. I want to help you. And then he got an arm stretched out wide open. Amen. All right. Where we at now? Verse when?
Still on
10. No, we're still on 10. Oh, that 10 is big already.
All of the paths of the Lord.
All of the paths of the Lord.
Are mercy and truth.
And mercy and truth.
Unto such as keep his covenant.
And such as keeping his covenants.
And his testimony.
And the testimony of God. That's why I said we got to stay with the word. We got to search them, and in them, the Bible says, you have eternal life.
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
Yeah, you have eternal life. All right. All right, now the ninth verse says for...
11th now.
Oh, the 11th verse.
For thy name's sake.
Now, amen. Now for your name's sake.
Oh, Lord.
For my name's sake. Yeah. For everybody in here, amen, we're going to keep the testimony of God. For thy name's sake. Now read now.
For thy name's sake.
For thy name's sake.
O Lord.
O Lord.
Pardon my iniquity.
Do it. Pardon my iniquity. Don't let me feel bad because somebody is coming there and going to take my room away from me. Then he goes. Amen. You can't stop them. Run around trying to keep up and trying to watch the hoover and watch the wire. You ain't doing nothing for yourself. And then if anybody want to do wrong, they're going to do wrong anyway.
Amen.
I know that's right.
That's right.
They're going to do wrong anyway. No need you trying to watch them. Man, the man laying in the bed, down south, down there, laying in the bed, thinking that the wife back in the kitchen cooking, she'll sneak out the cook, got the bacon cooking. And went next door and got her some liquor. When he waited at the 21st?
No, sir, that's the 11th.
All right, the 11th verse. Read it down.
For thy name's sake.
For thy name's sake.
O Lord.
O Lord.
Pardon my iniquity.
Now harden my iniquity. Don't let me be harsh.
Verse 12.
What
man is he?
What man is he
that feareth the Lord?
Look at that. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Now you can't listen, saints. You can't do nothing without the Lord.
That's
Not only you trying to do nothing, you got to learn in your everyday life it is to fear the Lord.
That's right.
What man a man?
What man is he?
What man is he?
That feareth the
that
Lord.
Feareth the Lord.
Him shall he teach.
Him shall he teach.
In the ways that he shall choose.
In the way that he shall choose. Amen. We, saints, we need some teaching.
All right.
Don't care how much we know.
They'll need to
know something. They need to learn something. Amen. And I'm going to stop right there in that chapter. And we're going to go to Psalm 51. Amen. We need to pray for mercy.
Chapter 51 and verse 1.
And verse 1. That's it.
Have mercy upon me.
Now David said, have mercy upon me.
Upon me, O God.
O God.
According to thy loving kindness.
Now, when we think, you know, we have no mind thinking, well, I'm going to go get even with this person, and I'm going to show this person that amen, they ain't putting that all over on me, and I ain't going to go with that. Well, then we need to come to ourselves and pray this prayer. Amen. Have mercy.
Have mercy upon me.
Upon me.
O God.
O God.
According to thy loving kindness.
Because I'm thinking wrong. Amen. If a man be a fool, or if a woman be a fool, the Bible said, let him be. Am I right? Let him be a fool. Amen. Don't need you can't do nothing with no fool. If you're a fool, they're just a plain fool, they're just a plum fool. You can't do nothing. When I was saying a few days ago, amen, a lot of men's and a lot of women's is hopeless. They don't want no home. They don't want no home. Amen. They're looking for a crib. Say crib. Amen. And as long as the woman got little money coming in, got some kids, and they'll come home long enough to give you another baby.
That's right.
I know that's real, right?
Yes.
And then here they go. On.
Have mercy upon me.
Upon me, O Lord.
O God.
O God.
According to thy loving kindness.
According to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude.
Of thy tender mercy.
Of thy tender mercy. All the multitude of thy tender mercy. All that mercy. God got a multitude of them, a mercy. Amen. We got a certain amount of mercy for me, a certain amount of mercy for Brother Jones. He got a certain amount of mercy, amen, for all of us in here.
That's right.
According to thy mercy. Amen. Read.
Blot out my transgression.
Now David said, blot out my transgression. What I'm thinking about. You know, a long time we be thinking of a lot of things. And things that we're thinking is not good enough for God. And we need to ask the Lord to blot it out. Because it ain't no good for you. It's going to run you. You know, if you do what you're thinking about doing, it's going to run you. Once people get something on you, they're going to always hold it to you. Everybody gonna know about him. Amen. Devil won't do wrong. Let the devil do wrong. Don't get into it. Don't get involved. Now read that again. Now,
have mercy upon me.
Have mercy upon me,
O God.
O God.
According to thy loving
according
kindness.
According to thy loving kindness.
According to the multitude.
According to the of the mercy of the multitude.
Of thy tender mercy.
Of thy tender mercy.
Blot out my transgression.
Now he said, blot out my transgression. Blot it out. Blot out my thinking. To do wrong. To satisfy my flesh. Blot it out. Amen. All right, read.
Wash me thoroughly.
Now what he said?
Wash me thoroughly.
Wash me thoroughly.
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 from my iniquity.
From my iniquity.
And cleanse me.
And cleanse me
from my sins.
Now I didn't get this in for nobody, because I ain't talking about nobody. Amen. But the Lord talking, I know He talking to somebody.
Amen.
I was back there, and Brother John came back there in the chamber back there. I mean, you're gonna speak, you're gonna teach tonight, so I told him I ain't got what I said. I got to try to see what I can get. I didn't get nothing, so I don't know. I don't know who's going to be in here. I don't know nothing. I'm just talking in the general, and what the Lord would help me to say. Because, sometimes that was, they would say, whoa, he knows that somebody don't told him, and nobody wants to tell me nothing.
That's right.
The word of God tell you. I don't want no word of God if the word of God can't tell me nothing.
All right,
man. It can't tell me nothing. It can't warn me. Yeah. I don't need no word. And I need a solid word.
Right.
The word that's going to help me. Help me straighten up. Help me to not to make no mistake.
Right.
Am I right?
Amen.
Amen. So we don't need to sit down talking. And the devil thinks, oh, it's don't want to do you this, and don't want to do you this. You know, I have to tell the preacher, and that best of me, because I rattled the word down, and I'm hitting something, and what that brother said, I make the word come together. Make you say what I want to say. you got to have that spirit. And now, watch this here, I'm coming in now. Amen.
For I acknowledge my transgression.
I acknowledge my wrong. I acknowledge that I was thinking something I deserved to be thinking. And I was going to do something that I was going to regret.
Mm-hmm.
And I acknowledge that. My transgression. A lot of times, a lot of folks come into church and they think about this and they think about that. And they plan in this and they plan in that, and they do this and do that, and they need somebody to direct. So now if they don't have a teacher to sit down and be able to bring all this out, and that's why we got a lot of folks in the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Because the preachers do not have, amen, what it takes to be able to bring the word of God out that it may be helpful for the people in the church, the members of the church. Amen. A lot of folks died. A lot of folks got killed. Because, amen, the preacher didn't bring it out, the word of God, because some things they will say and some things they won't say.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, but it's acknowledge when?
For I acknowledge. My transgression.
My transgression. My wrongdoing.
And my sins.
And my sins.
Is ever before me.
And every time I think what I was thinking about going to do, I think about what I'm going to do, what I told her that I was going to do if I catch them together. If I catch her over that oak, riding in that car, if I catch him over to that house, Lord have mercy. I didn't get this in. I didn't write this.
Mm-hmm.
My sins is always in.
And my sins is ever before me.
Ever before me. What I said I'm going to do. The man said, amen. Told a woman, amen, that he was going to kill her. And he was going to
say,
mercy. I want your mercy, Lord. All right, daughter, read.
Against thee, the only.
Against thee,
the only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight,
and done this evil in thy sight,
that thou mightest be justified, when thou speakest, and be clear, when thou judgest.
Amen. 9:5. The fifth verse, it said, Behold, I was shaping
in iniquity.
Yeah, I was shaping in iniquity.
And in sin.
And in sin.
Did my mother conceive me?
Now my mother deceived. Quit that. Y'all mark it and they can go through because a whole lot there.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot there. And they need to shake. Amen. They need to shake us all up. They can shake us all up. Amen. Stop right there. Praise God. Behold, I was shaken in iniquity and in sin. And in my mother's womb.
In sin, did my mother conceive
me? Did my mother conceive me? Mm-hmm. All right, I stopped there. We'll go to St. Luke and I'm going to close the book. St. Luke chapter 18 and verse. See, so we have, so what I'm saying, we have to watch out what we tell people and how we come to try to comfort folks and what have you, because we can make them lose their life.
Amen.
See, you so we have to be careful. Why? Chapter 18 and verse 19.
19?
18 and verse 13.
St. Luke chapter 18 and verse 13.
Uh-huh.
And the publican standing afar off.
Look what they did.
Standing afar off.
Yes, amen. We got some publican. We got some people standing
far off.
Far off. Amen. Otherwise, taking note. Seeing. And then what that scripture said, what they call them, they are a crowd of witness.
Uh-huh.
That's what they are.
A great crowd.
They are a great crowd of witness. That's right. All right.
The publican standing afar off.
They were standing afar off.
Would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven.
Would not even lift up his eyes towards heaven.
But smote unto his breast.
But smote, amen, unto his breast.
Saying,
God,
be merciful.
Amen. I said that we don't need to carry no smoke around them. And no smoke around them. Everything that is wrong, that is not gotten, is smoke. And we don't need to carry it around. We need to get rid of all the smoke. Read that again now.
And the publican. Standing afar off.
They were standing afar off.
Would not lift up so much as his eyes.
Would not lift up so much of his eyes.
Unto heaven. But smote.
Upon his breast.
Saying.
God.
Be merciful. Be merciful to me.
Amen. Because I got a lot of smoke and I need to get rid of it. All of sin. Smoke. Pastor Doctor, you talk about that. People got a lot of smoke behind them. Yeah, she was an old coon. She know how to put that word together. I've been trying to tell y'all all these things, and when I'm gone, and then y'all, these things will come to you. They'll help you. Amen. I ain't gonna be here all the way. That's why I'm trying to get this church in shape where it can continue to run.
Amen.
Where it can continue to go. Amen. Don't let anybody come in and just wreck what I taught you, what I'm telling y'all. Somebody came to him.
He said,
now y'all follow me closely, and then you're going to get something. You're going to learn something. How many here come to learn something?
All right, yeah, that's it.
To learn something. It's nothing about just coming to church just to be coming, but it ought to be in your spirit and in your mind that you want to learn something.
Yes.
Ain't nothing wrong with learning something. I know that it's the trick of the devil making us to feel like that. I know that.
That's it.
And I don't need to know nothing else.
All right.
Amen. But there's always, there is something else for us to learn.
All right.
And we always ought to stay in the clamor glory that we to learn something.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Putting the devil, Satan, putting Satan to a flight.
Yes.
Look at somebody and say, neighbor, you got to.
You got to.
And I got to. Put Satan to a fight. You got to, and I got to put him to the fight. He is not going to come to us at one time, but he is going to keep on coming to us till he get what he wants.
All right.
He's not going to quit. No need to you getting into your mind, and then no need to get into your mind thinking with your knowledge and your wisdom that you're going to put into the flight, because you ain't going to put it to the flight with your wisdom and your knowledge. Amen. How much you know. No. Devil is not afraid of about what you know, your wisdom and your knowledge. You're not afraid of what you know and your knowledge. You're not afraid of that. Amen, praise God, because he knows a whole lot. He knows a whole lot. And what you know, amen, is nothing comparison to what God, what the devil knows. Amen, because he walked with the man who knows it all.
That's right.
All right.
He walked with him day and night. And this man that he walked with day and night, which was his angel, and he knew everything about how the man take care of business.
Right.
How the man who he walking with take care of business. So now, you know, doesn't matter about you thinking that what you know, amen, is going to stop the devil, but he ain't going to stop the devil. Amen. So he said, and when the tempter came to him, him was God. Amen. Was the Son of God.
All right.
And the tempter came to him, and he said, if thou beest the Son of God, if thou. Now, You may not be it, but if you are. Well, he, as known as being the devil and being the angel of him, he knew all the time that he was. But he didn't have to use that if, because he knew better. Say he know better.
He know better.
He know better. So he didn't have to use the if. So he said, if thou be the Son of God, amen, command these stones. Well, God is not interested in a natural stone. Being there in the wilderness, there was a lot of stones out there, but
yes.
God wasn't interested in stones.
All right.
But he very much is showing us here in the scripture, he was very much interested in men that have become as stones.
All right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Amen. This is the key. Men and women have become as stones. And there we got a lot of stone people that around us, they have become as stone. They don't hear nothing. They don't see nothing. Stone cannot see. Stone cannot hear. Stones cannot understand.
All right.
These are not interested in those kinds of stone that cannot hear, cannot see.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. Can't not do nothing.
Come on.
Not interested in them. Mm-hmm. Amen. And those stones cannot, amen, please God. And not please God. So devil attacked him, saying, if thou be the Son of God, then cast these stones, stones who I have made. Listen closer to this. Stones who I, are people who I have made stones. Y'all follow me now. People that I have made stone. Now, amen. In order to become a stone, become a stone, then you got to be made stone. And the devil, amen, he gets the people on his side and he causes them to be a stone. They won't, can't hear. They can't do nothing. They can't understand. They can't see nothing. Amen. Well, they become a stone. Amen. The devil used a people as their his imps, bringing to put them on his side and causing them to be their angel, his angel, so he can be able to school them and tell them, amen, go here and go there and do this and do that. That's why you see a lot of people killing folks and people breaking their banks. And, it's not in them to do these things, but they have become and gotten on the devil territory. Said devil territory. And the devil, when you get on the devil territory, then he began to minister to you and begin to ish out things to you to do daily. Right. Give you an assignment. Then there is a lot of people that has an assignment. Right. Amen. To do a whole lot of damage things. Amen. Not good things. The devil ain't going to tell you to do some good things, yes, but he's going to tell you to do some devilish things.
Yes.
Some things that are contrary to what God wants you to do. And so that's why he, amen, attacked the Lord. He tell you, amen, to guilt, amen, to go slap somebody.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. He urged you to do that. He urged you to get up, go, amen, pray God, to spit on somebody. He urged you to do all kind of nasty,
yes,
contrary things. Amen. Because he wants to give you assignment for the day. The assignment for the day. So he said, if thou be the Son of God, then cast these stones into bread. And then what happened? Then what the...
But he answered and said,
but Jesus, amen, answered and said,
it is written.
It is written.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Look here. Look what he's saying now. Jesus took it and turned it around from what he was talking about, because he knows different from what the devil was talking about, because he knows that the stone didn't mean nothing to him. Stone couldn't do nothing for him.
All right.
Couldn't do nothing for him. So he turned it around and said, a man should not live by bread alone. Stones cannot live by bread alone. Y'all see what I'm talking about? Amen. So we need to change the thing, because see, somebody got it wrong. Jesus don't even got no use for no stone. We got some stones back in the back right there. I ain't got no use for them. Amen. They just back there. Amen. Well, he was talking about men that who had made themselves as being a stone. So Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. The statement was made from the beginning, if thou be the Son of God, then cast these stones into bread. Amen. And then the answer of that statement, amen, that man shall not live by bread alone.
Yes.
All right. I want y'all to get it.
Yes.
Because see, the devil is out there, and he done everything. The devil made the statement earlier, amen, when he fell down from down to Job's house.
All
right, let you and I know what he was about.
Yes.
All right. The Lord asked him and said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to and fro.
Yes.
Amen. Seeking to whom I may abide.
Yes, sir.
I want to mess up somebody.
Yes.
I want to kill somebody. I want to do some harm to somebody. I want to stop somebody from praising and magnifying and saying that you God or the Creator. And the Lord says to Satan, amen, have thou considered my servant Job? And he said, no, I have not considered that yet. I have not considered the, amen, but I noticed, Lord, that you got a hedge around him. You got a hedge around him. Amen. I can't get to him. I can't get to him. Amen. Praise God. This man, praise God, you got, amen, here, amen, he hard as a rock. And believing in you. He hard as a rock.
Yes, sir.
And trusting in you. And I can't get to him. But I tell you, if you move the hedge around him, from around him, and I show him what side he's on.
Okay.
Amen, praise God. He just, amen, hang around you just for all you know what he can get. All of, you know, all your weapon, all of the weapons and everything.
Yes.
Amen. But the Lord said, I'm going to look at him. Say, I'm going to move the hedge. I'm gonna move the head off around it. But if one thing that I don't want you not to do, I don't want you to destroy him.
Yes, yes.
I don't want you to destroy him. Praise God. I'm gonna move the head and give you a chance to try him.
Yes, yes.
Amen. I'm gonna give you a chance, amen, to do what you can do.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
But I know Joe.
Yes,
I know he ain't gonna give down. He's not gonna stop here.
Yes,
he's not gonna stop here. So the Lord moved the head out around, and Job went about.
Yes.
I mean, the devil went about doing his thing.
Yes,
amen. And broke up his home and killed all his cattle and did all that thing. But Job did not give up. He held on to, amen, what he believed. See, the devil won't. Amen. He just wanted to get you. He just wanted to get you where he can use you.
That's right.
But you got to hold on to what you believe. You got to hold on to what you taught.
That's right.
Don't let nobody come along and tell you something that's different. Amen. Now look at the devil ain't coming down here with no long tail and no horns.
That's right.
On his head. Amen. If brother that sit beside you around the corner or your friend or your neighbor or whatever, they're imps of the devil.
Alright. Yes.
I'm gonna show you now. If you follow me, I'm gonna show you what the devil, what he does, what he do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. And then, so now he said that you get moved ahead up around him, and then what is gonna happen?
All right.
Read, daughter.
Amen. But he answered and said. It is written.
It is written.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Now listen. It's written that man shall not live by bread alone.
Mm-hmm.
You see, most people, they want bread. They want bread. They're out there in the wilderness out there, there wasn't no bread out there.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's face the thing. If some of you say I'm fasting, I'm kind of fasting. You ain't fasting when you kind of fasting.
Okay.
Amen. Every time you can steal away and go to the refrigerator. I go turn that faucet on and get some water. You ain't fasting. But out there where Jesus was, amen, and some of us, we sing the song, oh, how long to be like him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Show me the Lord. I'm going through what Jesus is going through. You ain't going through with nothing. It wasn't no water out there. There was no food out there. There was no steak out there. There was no poker chip out there. Amen. He was out there alone. Didn't have nothing but 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. Fasting. The devil knew he was hungry. The devil knew that he was weak. Because he was in the flesh like you and I was.
That's right.
All the day. But he went through. He went through. He fought a good fight. Now, come on, we're going to see what the second I got to get doing. I may not be able to get to do all of this. Come on, book, talk to me.
It is written.
Now, you say it is written.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
It's written that man shall not live by bread alone. Bless God. It's written. Amen. The Lord talking to Satan, now telling him that man shall not live by bread alone. By bread only. Amen. Man need more than bread. Amen. Otherwise, amen, then the stone don't need no bread. Y'all about to get it?
All right.
Amen. So he wasn't talking to Satan about no stone here. He talking about stones and men. Men, praise God. Who don't want to hear the word of God? Who don't want to accept what the word of God said? Amen. Amen. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word
that proceeded out of the mouth.
The word of God needs to be injected into the man, praise God, because it cannot be injected into stone.
My Lord.
The word. But, oh, Jesus. I like this. Come on, Jesus. Come on with it. Come on with it. The word cannot be injected into the stone. Lord, help us do that.
Yes,
amen. Otherwise, we need to get off and talking about, amen, the devil talking to Jesus about some stone. He ain't concerned about no stone. But he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word.
Every word.
That proceeded out of the mouth of God. Read now.
Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city.
He took him up into the holy city.
And sent him on a pedestal.
And he sitting him in a high place. And read.
And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God,
now if thou be the Son of God,
cast thyself down.
Now listen to him now. Amen. The devil wants to use you and I, brothers and sisters, for a slave.
Yeah.
Say slave.
Slave.
He wants us to be his slave.
Uh-huh.
Amen. That he can point out to us, do this. Do that. Don't go there. Don't go there. He wants to use us for a slave. Amen. You don't see him because he's a spirit. Say spirit. But he comes into one mind, into one thought, causing us to go do some crazy things. He's not going to tell you to do no good things. But he come to one's mind and tell you to do some we break it down, some stupid things.
Yeah. All right.
Now listen to this, and I read now, boo. Come on. Amen.
And said unto him.
And the devil said unto him.
If thou be the Son of God.
If you be the Son of God. If thou you be. You ain't that. You ain't that. But if you be, if thou be it. He know it all the time he was, but he said, he used that term and not to say, if thou be it. If thou be it. He know because he had walked with him.
Mm-hmm.
He had talked with him.
Yes.
He had lived with him.
Mm-hmm.
If thou be it. If thou be it. The Son of God. Read now.
Cast thyself down.
Now, otherwise, he wanted him to be his slave. Amen. So he put out things for him to do. Amen. Talking to your Lord and my Lord. You're talking to the devil, talking to him. Cast yourself down. Amen. That what the devil wants. You see, the devil, he worked through anybody. He worked through bishops.
Come on, Bishop.
He worked through preachers. He worked through teachers. He worked through everybody. You know, He ain't got no respect of person, no certain person that he work on. He work on anybody. And listen, one thing about it, he deal with folks in boldness. He bold with his mess.
That's right.
And I was saying on this morning, church this morning, that, amen, the bishop coming here, coming when I got to do building the church, amen, bold, just come walking in here, come on, oh, how nice, oh, this church, come on, honey, look at this, look at this, there. Look at this, look at that, there. Look at the pool, look at that, oh, I got to have this church. I got to have this church. I got to have this church. I'm just listening. Oh, just running all through this, looking at it. And look, I got to have it. Amen. Go out to the car, honey. Go out the car. Hurry up. Go out the car and get the papers. The devil thinks you're a fool. You're going to go get some paper for me to sign. Well, he can be able to take the church because he don't say it already. So you got to listen to the devil. Say, listen to the devil.
Listen to the devil.
Amen. And don't take the devil for no fool because he ain't no fool. There ain't nobody to play with.
All
right. Amen. So, amen. His wife ran around that car, got the paper to come back. Amen. I told him, I'm not here because the bishop always said, that was in his term of knowledge, the talking and talking, and he'll, let's make a deal. That was in his term of knowledge of speaking. Let's make a deal. Now all the time he talking, he always talking about, he just making a deal. And that was, and if you ain't careful, he will make a deal with you, and you'll be out of business.
That's right.
Because
right.
Yeah. He just a fox or something. Yeah.
That's right.
That's the devil. Mm-hmm. Amen. So that's what he's trying to do with this devil trying to do with Jesus, trying to make a deal.
That's right.
Say, make a deal.
Make a deal. Yeah.
They used to have a program on the TV, and let's make a deal.
Yes, right.
I don't know if y'all remember all that, but I remember, let's make a deal. Now, what I'm saying, now read now.
For it is written.
Well, he said, now it is, the devil said, Jesus said, it is written.
He shall give his angels.
Now, he shall give his angels.
Charge concerning thee.
All right. Charge concerning thee.
And in their hands.
In their hands.
They shall bear thee.
They're going to bear you.
Up.
Lest.
At any time.
Lest at any time.
Thou dash thy foot against the stone.
Lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. The devil is not to play with, saints. And it's not to play with. And you got to listen to the devil. And you got to pay strict attention to what he actually really saying to you, because if you don't, you'll find yourself out in the cold. You find yourself out in the cold.
Yeah.
So he's saying, here, now watch it, let's make a deal. Come on, what's that? Read.
Jesus said unto him.
Now, Jesus said unto him.
It is written.
It is written.
Again.
Again.
Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Now, you can't go around tipping the Lord God. Tipping the Lord God. And people are trying to tip you because they're bold with their mess because they got the devil in them. Hmm?
Yeah,
I mean. You know, I'm just telling the same morning, amen, the bishop called me up last night. Amen, amen, trying to make a deal. Talking all nice and good and from the beginning, laughing and going on trying to make a deal. Amen. Well, see, you got to be smart. I ain't no dummies on none of y'all sending no devils to me talking about, amen. I'm wise. I'm wise. I got to be wise.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And he, amen, started talking. He was talking so much. I started asking a question. I said, I'm apostolic. He said, are you apostolic? I asked him. He said, yeah, I'm apostolic. Yeah, I'm apostolic. And he left. And I said, well, where you from? I'm from down in the Bronx down there. I'm from the Bronx. And I got a church down there. But I'm going to be coming up in your era next Sunday. Next Sunday afternoon. And I want to stop by. I want to come in and have serve with you. He didn't ask me nothing. He just wanted to come in there and serve with me. Don't talk about the devil now. How tricky and foxy is the devil.
That's right.
And he said, oh, you know, amen. And then he kept on talking. And then the Lord popped the question to me to ask him. I said, you don't believe in weird preacher? Oh, no, there's no such a thing as that. I said, well, I got a lot of women preaching in my church. So I don't think it'd be wise for you to come here. So that's kill that right there. Now, brother and sister, amen. You got a wise man here, so y'all better wake up. And I'm not scared of nobody. Amen. So I don't think it would be wise for you to come here because I got women preachers. Well, the women, you know, they supposed to be in the kitchen.
Okay, now.
And that was there for the cook. Kill the house and keep the children. And I said, I know now. I got to fool him. So what's wrong with it? I said to him, I said, what's going to help the church if you get rid of women? I said, they ain't got that many men in the church. The devil don't care who he attack. He will attack everybody that he can. It is to get them to go his way. And we got to be wise as a serpent. Not dumb. Because somebody called me a few days ago. I said, amen, told somebody they would like for them to come in with, but they would have to turn their church over to them. So now, if I would listen to that servant that called me up last night, I would have to turn the church over to them and be subject to him. Now, the devil wanted Jesus to be subject to him.
Right.
Otherwise, I couldn't be bishop of this church. So they're going to be the bishop. I ain't that crazy. I'm not that ignorant. Now watch this now. I'm coming in. I just want to show you something here. Because you know, where you'll know the difference. When folks started telling you about the devil wanted Jesus to turn the stones into the bread. No, he wasn't talking about those stones, he's talking about men of stone, which have become a stone.
All right.
Now what is that now?
Again, the devil taking him up into
exceeding high mountain. Again, the devil taking him up into the
exceeding mountain.
High mountain. A high mountain.
And showed him all the kingdom.
And showed him all the kingdom. Every time folks want you to come and be subject to them, they always want to make a deal with you.
All right, yeah.
Y'all ain't here.
Yes.
I want to make a deal with you. That's the devil, you know, a frame, a taking a business is making the deal. Now read that again.
Again.
Again.